It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
And a lot has happened this week in Michigan politics.
The citizenship box question settled for now. No citizenship question on Michigan ballot applications this November.
Senator Debbie Stabenow pulled the plug on possible debates with her challenger, Republican Pete Hoekstra.
More on that later.
But the big question...
Are we there yet?
The polling is in since last week's presidential debate, and a few pollsters and at least one analyst are putting Michigan into swing state territory.
Michigan's enjoyed a round of visits from top-flight presidential candidate surrogates, starting with Republican vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan at the beginning of the week.
It's getting close here in Michigan. You can help push us over the top. You can deliver this. We can do it here.
And we've had New Jersey Governor Chris Christie today, Ann Romney, and former President Bill Clinton are both in Michigan, all of which begs the question.
Tell me, Mama, are we there yet?
After five presidential election cycles, with Michigan falling into the Democratic column.
The infamous McCain campaign pullout 4 years ago, which became emblematic of the looming disaster facing Republicans in 2010.
Is Michigan finally in the game? An actual battleground state.
The right-leaning website Real Clear Politics says so. A Detroit News WDIV poll shows the Obama lead shrinking in Michigan since he seemed to sleepwalk through last week's debate. A Gravis marketing poll also puts the race for Michigan's 16 electoral votes much closer than it was.
Now, President Obama still leads, according to these surveys, but the movement, you know, the overall trend is heading toward Mitt Romney.
And as we've said before, on paper, Michigan should be attainable. It's not like a Republican can't get elected here. Just ask Governor Rick Snyder, Attorney General Bill Schuette, Secretary of State Ruth Johnson.
So we've got these polls, these big names visiting our state. Does that say we've made it? We're a battleground?
Well, with the exception of Real Clear Politics, no one else seems to be putting Michigan into that list of 8 or 9 states that really are the focus of the fiercest competition.
States like Ohio and Virginia, Iowa, Colorado.
We're not seeing that big reallocation of resources by the presidential campaigns that would suggest things are changing.
And there are tons of reasons why candidates and their surrogates visit a state. You know, fundraising, a quick visit to make sure a safe state stays that way. But President Obama, he hasn't been to Michigan since April, Romney since August. In fact, this was the first time in decades that neither presidential candidate themselves visited Michigan during the entire month of September.
Now, back in 2004, George W. Bush made John Kerry work for Michigan, which maybe meant he wasn't able to spend as much time and money in places like Ohio and Florida. True swing states with lots of electoral votes. Republicans, at the very least, would like to do that in Michigan this year.
Right. And candidates and campaigns lower on the ballot are watching because all of this affects them. Support and enthusiasm for the top of the ticket can make a huge difference in their fundraising and their organizing. You know, donors, people and organizers here in Michigan will push their dollars where the need most is.
Right. A challenge or a crisis at the top of the ticket drives dollars upward. Safer races at the top of the ballot leaves more for things like Congress, state house races, or the Michigan Supreme Court. So what put so many Democrats into a tizzy after the president's debate performance was how it drove everything in the wrong direction. Republicans, on the other hand, were elated. It turned out a lot of so-called committed voters apparently weren't.
But one Democrat who seemed unaffected by the changes in the presidential contest is Michigan's U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. She seems to be coasting toward re-election, almost every poll showing her with a double-digit lead. This week, she said she's done with the debate about debates with Pete Hoekstra and said there won't be any this year.
Yep, she blamed Hoekstra for refusing to agree to the 2 debates she accepted. Hoekstra did want more debates, 6, on network television. But he says Stabenow gamed the process to avoid any debates at all.
And it's worth remembering, of course, that Debbie Stabenow used debates to her advantage 12 years ago when she was a challenger trying to unseat then-Senator Spence Abraham.
Debates can change things. So With less than a month to go, the takeaway from this week, Michigan still looking blue-ish. But with two more presidential debates, who knows what else, things could change. Let's not rule out an October surprise.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.